Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sad note to bring along, and I don't know if how many of you caught this, what happened 2 days ago, now November 11th. Former Cleveland State basketball coach, Kevin Mackey, who, as I will always remember, back in the late 80s, or mid to late 80s, 86 was the year I was still a fresh, bright-eyed journalist out of Cleveland Heights High School. I don't know, I just graduated from Heights that year. And I just remember the love affair this city had with that Cleveland State basketball team that knocked off Indiana and then got robbed against Navy in the NCAA tournament.
That darn David Robinson.
That was such garbage. If we would have been any other team in the country, we would have won. They wouldn't have. I mean, how do you turn against David Robinson? The Admiral went to go serve his country after. I mean, anyway, but, and I'm still kind of mad about that. It's like,
couldn't tell.
Drive, fumble, David Robinson, Navy. Kevin passed away a couple days ago, and, you know, it's just, when I think of him, obviously there are two big things. You know, one, he put that team on the map, and it was really fun to kind of get into the spirit of the NCAA basketball tournament and have a hometown team, you know, representing you on the big stage and knocking off, you know, the mammoth, the Goliath, and Bobby Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers. And, you know, I'll always remember off that team, you know, Miles McFadden, who I thought it was really cool. I was doing when I was at Heights, we did this thing called Make Tracks for the Heights. There's a guy named Ned Weingart that helped us put that together, and they would bring buses of us that went to Heights down to the old, I think it was the Budweiser 500 at the time, and we would run the concession stands, and one of the guys in the concession stand, we were running it, was Miles McFadden. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And, you know, and then to watch and see what they were able to do, and, you know, just so many cool players that, you know, were on that team. And I don't know, it was such a special time. And then, obviously, you know, he had a little downturn there and was dealing with some addiction problems. And, you know, his career was never the same after that. But, man,
his career almost didn't exist after that.
Yeah, he just brought great joy to Northeast Ohio. That entire team did. And it's really a special moment for any Cleveland sports fan. So, you know, we're saddened by the passing of Kevin Mackey. You covered him a lot more than I did, Jeff. Your thoughts and reflections.
I say this with complete sincerity. I had the pleasure of covering Kevin Mackey when he was coach at Cleveland State. And we didn't start at Channel 43 until January of 88. So we, you know, it was in Kevin's fifth season, you know, that we started our newscast, and that's when I first met him. And so I covered him for 3 years. He couldn't have been more cordial. He couldn't have been more friendly, more helpful. And I always, always enjoyed dealing with Kevin. And his downfall was crushing. And obviously he had an addiction problem that was completely exposed. You know, he came out of the place where he wasn't supposed to be. And there are police and television cameras waiting for him. And you're not coming back from that one. And he really didn't. He got himself cleaned up. reports I saw said that he was sober for the last 35 years.
Yeah, Terry Pluto's story today was fantastic.
That's outstanding. Yeah. But Andy just he was a delight to deal with. I mean, friendly, cordial, helpful. His players were always terrific to deal with. And I always felt terrible because I thought, this is a guy who had some real demons and they brought him down. And that to me is a shame because the guy that I saw on the TV, you know, getting busted by the Cleveland police coming out of a crack house in Cleveland, basically, was not the guy I knew. And I just felt terrible. You know what was cool? Mm. Later on, years later, he was hired by Larry Bird.
Yeah, Pacers.
When Larry was running the Indiana Pacers to be a scout. And I remember, you know, seeing some interviews with Larry. And Larry said, hey, the guy made a mistake. He's cleaned himself up. He knows basketball. And Kevin scouted for the Pacers for a real long time. And it was as much redemption as a guy who fell from grace as quickly and as fast and far as Kevin did. Redemption is a guy like Larry Bird saying, I want you on my team. And I know it, in talking to Kevin at that time, it meant a ton to him that Larry Bird, you know, hired
thought
him.
That much of
him. Yeah. And, you know, think about Larry and his basketball acumen, that Larry felt that way about Kevin Mackey. And it gave Kevin something to salvage the rest of his basketball.
Probably a little Boston bond there, too. I mean, I just remember him with his thick accent.
I don't know.
Well, I think that Larry had talked to some folks that, in reading Terry's story today, just that, you know, they had kind of said, hey, man, this guy really got his life back together, and you might want to take a look at it. And Larry's like, oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's do this and make it happen. I'm just wondering your perspective on you know, how he brought, like, I'll always think this
you know, he was only coach at Cleveland State for 7 years.
He was only 37 when he got hired. I didn't realize that until I read the story.
Yeah, the thing about it is he had such an impact on college basketball here.
Yeah.
That you would think he was here longer than 7 years. I don't know if you can draw the correlation to this, but, he, you know, his first year he was about 500 and then got hot. And then the last 2 years, about 500. And I, you know, I've always kind of wondered, and did the demons catch up to him and then his team as part of that?
Mm.
Because, you know, they were really hot for a while, and then Kevin went 16-12 and 15-13 in his last 2 years. And I always wonder, was that just the way basketball flows, or might Kevin not have been paying as much attention to what he was doing because of the demons that he was fighting?
Mm.
Or maybe not fighting.
That's why I always look at it, and I don't know if, and I'd be interested to get a different perspective. Dan, you know, when I think about college basketball in Northeast Ohio, I always think of it as a sleeping giant because of that team. because of what we saw and we witnessed in what just kind of a couple weekends here, that, you know, and even the fact that the Wolstein Center was built the way it was, like Cleveland State probably had to think, and as a Cleveland State guy, right? You had to think at one time Cleveland State thought, you know what, if we can put a basketball team together that's good enough, we might be able to fill that arena. And so it was built
under Mike Boyd, the man who took over for Kevin.
Right. So don't you feel like someone somewhere along the way thought that, you know what, maybe someone could do it? It's so odd to me that when I went to Columbus, I would look at covering college basketball. Obviously, it was big in Columbus because there was no NBA team. But the way, and maybe it's because there's no NBA team down in Southern Ohio. I mean, you look at college basketball in the Cincinnati, Dayton area.
It's a different deal. Yeah.
It's totally different. Dayton, UC, Xavier. Like, you know, and then they're close to Indiana. They're close to Kentucky. And so you get that. There's just so much more of a college basketball feel down there than there is here. And might be because of the Cavs, right?
Well, it's two different games and it's two different fan bases. And that's one reason it's been tough, I think, for college basketball to go like crazy here. We've got terrific Mid-American Conference basketball with Akron and with Kent State. But Cleveland State, that group really, really got it going.
Hmm. I mean, your perspective on it, because, I mean, there was something magical about that year, and it is...
It was so cool.
I'm sitting here today...
I was working in Texas, loving every minute of it.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about Cleveland State. I just knew it was Cleveland.
But there was just something magical about... You know, this team that Kevin Mackey had put together, and, you know, it still to this day drives me to think that, man, if we ever got a really good college basketball team that could, again, pursue in the NCAA tournament and get to the Final Four, man, this place would go crazy.
Who knows?
Not to cut you off. We saw that with Kent State when they went to the Elite Eight. You could kind of...
That was fun.
You could kind of feel that same thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I don't. It's all good. Who knows? I have no idea if it would take off in the way that everybody thought. I have no idea, especially with the one and done now. I have no idea. You would think this would open the door more if they get one together with the way that seniors are now succeeding far, far more in the NCAA tournament than they used to. You're seeing a lot of older teams make a difference. That's usually where Cleveland State comes in and does well. I have no idea if it's a sleeping giant. I feel like it may have risen by now if maybe that is the case. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how even Cleveland State looks at it. Hmm. Thinks to themselves. I mean, now they're playing over in Public Hall.
Oh, Public Hall, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing at Public Hall now, you know, trying to figure out what to do there. And I mean, it's awesome to watch a game at Public Hall. Everybody should go down and either watch Cleveland State or the Cleveland Charge at some point, because watching a game at Public Hall is cool.
Which is where they used to
the floor.
Yeah.
Which is where they used to play when Kevin Mackey was here.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, I have an Emmanuel Class A update if you'd like it.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
According to David Purdom of ESPN, Emmanuel Class A arrived at JFK Airport this morning from the Dominican Republic, was arrested by FBI agents per the Eastern District of New York. He will be arraigned at 2 p.m. So Emmanuel Class A, back in the United States, was arrested at JFK, arraigned at 2 p.m. today.
Kidoki.
We'll see how this thing plays out. Plenty more to...
Can you imagine... Either one of these guys ever playing in the majors again?
Oh, no, that I don't see.
Yeah, I don't either.
That I don't see.
I don't either.
No.
Especially Class A.
Wow, what a wasted career. Just.
Yep. at least from all that we've heard about the involvement of the two.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larder, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.